Jeez, dummy.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. But dumb, I'm smart, and I want to spend.
Let's go.
Keep moving.
Let's go. All right, man.
What's up, dude?
What's happening, my man?
Man, Thursday.
Special Thursday taping.
Yeah, Thursday Thursdays.
4th of July weekend.
Yeah, happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
So,
not really, but
pretty sure that the world's going to explode over 4th of July cuz you know.
You think it's I think we're calming down.
You think
we're what was that? Was that you or me?
It was me that time. I felt it.
Frog and a half.
Yeah. It came all the way from my belly button up. It was a long journey.
Right from the urethra. I don't think the world's going to end or implode. I think we're all just going to die out.
I don't know, man. They're taking down all the statues. They're
sad about that, are you? Which ones in particular are you saddest about?
Someone wrote FTP on the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue in Austin.
Fuck yeah. Tommy Pierpoint?
No, the police. The police.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah.
He wasn't racist.
No. That we know of, I mean.
I mean, he's a blues man, so maybe he was. Cultural appropriation is a leap, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah. He, but.
If you're looking for something.
But that motherfucker could shred.
He could shred.
So.
He could shred.
Yeah.
He made a hell of a shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Shredded cheese sandwich.
I have the physique of a bag of shredded cheese.
If there was no cheese in the bag and it was all fluff?
Yeah. If it was filled with fucking crushed hopes and dreams and
did you have peanut butter and fluff sandwiches when you were growing up?
Did I?
Yeah.
Have you seen me? Yeah. As a kid?
Body
or as an adult?
Body by fluff?
Yeah, fluff is the shit.
Fluff is the shit. Yeah. Is it still around?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had it.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'd like it, because I used to put, this is back in my bigger days, easily 3/4 of an inch of fluff would end up on that thing.
That's a lot. Do you know what I used to do? Is I would take the fluff and the peanut butter and I'd whip it together. And then I would make the sandwich with it.
Really?
It's fucking awesome.
You would melt the peanut butter?
No.
Oh, it was that like Skippy stuff, so it was already.
Yeah, what other kind of peanut butter did you have?
Yeah, I'm thinking about what I eat today, not what I used to eat.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Have you had organic peanut butter and then a real peanut butter and then tasted like Jif?
Yeah, it's so much better. It's so much better.
It's kind of better.
Yeah.
But it's so sweet.
It is. It's delicious.
The ingredients list is like 57 things long.
Yeah. No, we get the organic peanut butter and it like separates. You got to mix that shit together.
I know.
It's a pain in the ass. Yeah.
It's kind of a pain in the ass. Yeah. Because then it gets. So actually, we don't even get peanut butter anymore because the youngest one's allergic.
Yeah.
We did for a long time, but then I kept having to mix it, and I would like splash the peanut butter.
Yeah, on his broccoli,
on his head,
on his florets.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So yeah, 4th of July.
Wait. Let's go back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You were upset about some statues.
Well, yeah, I'm not upset about statues. I don't give a shit. Get rid of the statues. But the newest one I heard is they're thinking about getting rid of Mount Rushmore because some of those presidents. Yeah,
dude, I gotta get up there. See, that was one of the things. That's one of the things when I think of what I haven't done in this life, and it's a lot. The list is long. One of them is I want to go see Mount Rushmore. Like, I want to go on a road trip and do that.
The road trip part is awesome.
Yeah.
Mount Rushmore, I don't want them to tear it down. I don't want them to chisel the faces off.
Yeah.
But it is a pile of shit.
It's there's nothing out there, right? It's just Mount Rushmore.
There's a lot of wildlife, a lot of fucking granite. There's just stone cliffs everywhere, but
nice.
It's beautiful. But it is not big.
Oh, really?
It is not big.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, give me some dimensions.
Okay, I'd say they're pretty far from the distance when you're looking at them. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're probably like 100 feet long. 50 feet wide. Each face?
Yeah, dude.
It's not. No,
that's astonishing that somebody could do that.
No, it's not. I could do that. You give me some scaffolds and a fucking hammer?
No fucking way.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't even draw you a baseball bat on a piece of paper. I have zero artistic talent.
And yet you draw dicks every day.
Yeah, I draw them into my mouth.
Come here, little dickie.
Yeah. Come get your nubbins.
Here, Dickie, Dickie. So they're going to tear that one down? All right, name the four people on there.
You got George Washington.
Wait, do you know it?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, you name them.
There you go.
Okay, you name them. All right. George, I gave you one.
George Washington.
Yep.
Samuel Carver.
Nope. That's the guy who carved it.
John Wilkes Booth?
No, that's definitely.
And Nixon.
Yeah, Nixon's on there.
Okay.
So his, wait. His John, nose is checking.
John Adams?
No.
John Quincy Adams?
No.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yes.
No.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore. No, yeah. No. Yeah, that Franklin. Is Teddy. Wait, Franklin or Theodore?
It's Teddy Roosevelt is
Teddy.
On there.
Yeah. Teddy Pendergrass?
Teddy touch a titty.
All right, so I get two, right? Actually, you get. You told me Washington. So Washington, yeah. Roosevelt.
Yep.
Give me a hint.
Moving on up. That's such a good hint.
J.J. Walker?
No.
Oh, wait a second.
What's the name of that show?
Fuck. The Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Jeffersons. What's his first name?
Larry. Larry? Larry
it's
Jefferson.
Lawrence. Jefferson. Shit, what's his first name?
Thomas. Thomas Jefferson, you fucking idiot.
Can't think of it. My brain turns off immediately at the end of the day.
At the end of the day?
Yeah.
It probably never turns on.
About 11:59 in the morning. All right, I got one more, right?
Yeah.
It's not one of the Adams.
No.
Quincy Adams.
This is not one of the Adams.
All right, give me another hint.
What's a good hint for him?
Wheezy Jefferson.
Like George and Wheezy. Man, I can't think of a good hint. I can't think
give
of
me,
any I did.
Give me the first
he was a president.
Not Clinton. It was before Clinton, though.
It was not too far before him.
All right, that's what I thought. So it's not like
I can't believe you don't know this one. Because when people think of presidents, this is one of the first they think of two presidents off the top of their head.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Lincoln's on there?
Yeah, he doesn't have his top hat, but he's on there.
I was going to say, how much hat are we talking about here?
Nope. His goatee is fucking...
Wait a second. I think we might want to play this back. I think I guessed Lincoln at the very top.
You did not guess Lincoln.
I don't know about that.
You're right. The Lincoln Tunnel?
Yeah. Lincoln Logs?
Yeah. Lincoln Town Car?
Okay. So...
You said John Wilkes Booth, though. So I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah. John Wilkes Booth. All right, so what are they going to do? Chisel it off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a good thing would be to change Teddy Roosevelt to Obama, and then we're good to go, right?
No.
No?
Can you do that? Teddy Roosevelt's got a big face. Obama's a little thin dude. Actually, you could do that, I guess. Mm. You could do that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Or add one. Add Obama.
No. So here's the problem. They're tearing down all these like Southern generals.
Yeah.
It's going to take a matter of days before people start saying, wait a second, Washington had slaves.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. They already have. And that's why they want to get rid of them.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah. They all had slaves except for Lincoln. Lincoln's cool.
Lincoln had slaves.
Lincoln's like the Neil Brennan of presidents. He's cool. Like, he's down.
Yeah. He's got a pass.
Yeah. Total pass.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how far.
It's in his wallet. You could just pull it out and be like, no, look.
Well, actually, I think there's a statue of Lincoln they're talking about tearing down too, because it's got an African-American dude like genuflecting in front of him.
I wish I knew what genuflecting meant.
It's a
genuine?
Religious. It's a religious. Yeah.
Riding a pony. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Genuine is breakdancing in front of him. It's a very weird.
Yeah.
It's a
modern art piece.
It foretold a lot if you think about it, though. No, he's kneeling. Oh, kneeling in front of him.
That's really what that means?
A genuflect is like when you kneel and then give yourself the sign of the cross.
Oh.
Like you're genuflecting.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
you're basically...
You went to a Catholic school.
Prostrating yourself in front of the priest.
Yeah.
Right before he slips you the old noodle.
Prostate grading? Is that what you said?
Hey, prostrating yourself before you get prostated. Yes. That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... We're just not going to have statues anymore.
I guess
if we're talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan, has got to survive.
You know what? get rid of all statues. Who gives a shit?
Is there any TikTok video with Stevie Ray Vaughan maybe dropping an N-bomb?
I don't think so.
I don't think we're going to find
no.
one of those.
No.
Get rid of all statues. I do think it's a waste.
Yeah. Who and none of them, statue?
They never look like the actual person.
No, that's not true.
No.
No.
It is true.
Is it?
Give me one.
Did you see a statue of Mickey and Walt Disney in Disney World? Looks exactly like Mickey Mouse.
By the way, Walt Disney, crazy racist yeah. from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. Anti-Semitic guy.
That statue is probably not coming down.
Yeah.
Because everybody in Florida couldn't give a shit.
Oh, do you know the worst? I know some people, adults, who are just avid Disney folk.
Oh, yeah, so they, do I.
Oh, it is.
The creepiest.
Yeah. Hey, stop. You're an adult.
And let me ask this question. Do they have children?
Some yes, some no.
Mostly no.
Yeah.
I think the answer is mostly no.
Yeah.
The people that I know, no kids.
Yeah.
They love to go, and they don't want kids because kids would take away from their
fun. Oh, yeah. I had an old sales girl. They love Disney. They got married in Disney. They love Disney. They keep going back to Disney.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're an adult. Don't go to Disney.
Well,
unless you have kids.
Is her name Gladys? If you're an old sales lady, don't you think your name should be Gladys?
No, she was young.
Oh,
she was younger than me.
They said old. Oh, really? No. Yeah.
No, my previous salesperson, I should say.
Was she attractive?
No.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know any attractive person who, or fit person, who would then say, yeah, let's go to Disney 50%.
She was fit. She just wasn't pretty.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
I've seen her.
Oh, yeah?
No, I haven't. I enjoy the challenge of Disney of getting up early and then trying to fight my way to the front of the crowd so we can get to the popular ride early. And then you've got like 2 hours where everybody's chasing you.
Yeah, but you have the golden coin right now.
With I do.
Epilepsy, yeah.
I do.
It fucking works because my brother-in-law has it for Crohn's disease. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why that makes you be able to ride rides early, but it was awesome. Because he just put us on his pass, go right to the front of the line.
You do the handy. That's what you get the handy. I've never actually used that card.
Oh, it was great. I was told that they cannot say no to you in Disney. I don't know if that's true. But when we went, the Avatar ride had just opened up.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
It was incredible. So I went on it with the brother-in-law.
Wait, when I went there with Avatar ride, this was,
I don't know, last summer? Maybe didn't know. Yeah. So it was,
all right. Yeah. Yeah, you went right after me.
Yeah.
So I went there first.
Yeah. Did you like the Avatar ride?
It was the only ride I went on the entire time because
yeah.
I told you the story before when I went to Disney the first time.
Yeah, when you cried.
And
I remember that.
I hid behind a trash can.
What do you mean when
cried.
You cried? Yeah, I remember.
I wasn't going to lead with that, but yeah, that's
yeah.
the time.
Oh, you mean the time you cried. Yeah, I remember that.
I was having a seizure.
But... So, no, it's okay. Weepy seizure moment. That's cool.
I was cool. I got high the rest of the time.
Ooh, shit. What do you think of the Avatar ride?
It was pretty fucking awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is. It shit's just gonna get better too. So that's what's crazy. But so I went on and I told April, my wife, I was like, we have to get on this fucking thing. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The line for it is like, you know, we got tickets for another thing. In the line for this thing is like 3 hours. Like, no, you won't even get on it before closing. So
right.
we went up with our ticket. We go, listen, it's our last day here. She hasn't ridden this thing. We have this ticket for this thing. What do you think you can swap
like
it
a
for?
Fast pass?
Yeah, thing? Fast pass. Yeah, like, yeah. We got the fast pass for this, but you know, I was like, she has to go on this thing. This is the last day here. And they're like, no, we can't do it. We can't do it. I'm like, come on, man. Did you get the cool guy thing?
Come on. Suck your dick.
Yeah, that's what I was like, come on, man. I'm a cool guy. You know, be cool, man. Be cool.
Cool guy club, right?
And so then this guy comes over from around the corner. He goes, let me see. And he walks away with our shit and he comes back. He goes, don't tell anyone we did this for you. He gave it to us.
Really?
Yeah. And he had his phone number written on it. It said, for a good time call.
Yeah. Gary?
No.
No.
Phil.
Ooh.
McCracken.
Phil McCracken. Avatar. So the key thing is you got to get the fast pass. You got to pay the extra bucks, which is good. But you line up at the very beginning of the morning when they open up. They do like happy hours or magic hours, whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
Get there early. And wait in the line. And when everybody starts to go, it's that mad dash. But you can weave your way through because 3/4 of the people there are in larks or they're old or fat and can't walk very fast.
Yeah. Is a lark like a motorized scooter?
Yeah.
For fat people? Okay.
Yeah. You don't remember the lark?
No, I remember the, what's it called?
The lark. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, it was the lark. Yeah.
Skylark? Fucking Mark Clark.
Who?
Mike Clark. I almost said Mark Clark.
Mike Clark.
Because I know you can get the fucking Skylark.
You do know that. Did you know that it's not keyed up and ready to go?
I knew that. So.
Don't call me a pussy.
Have you still haven't listened to that, any of their music, huh? That one album? That song is the shit.
No, but you sent, was it you? The most disturbing TikTok to date. It was a mentally challenged kid.
He's not mentally challenged.
Yes, he was.
No mentally challenged kid could do the stunt that this kid pulled off. It was none of them.
They could.
What?
So he said, Juggalos and Juggalettes, don't try this at home. He was bouncing on a trampoline.
Yep, what? Go ahead.
Okay, he did a front flip.
Well, what did he have on a table first?
Okay, he had light bulbs.
Yep.
And was it glass?
Cactuses.
That's right.
But like
mini cactuses.
Yeah, like little home cactuses. I don't think there's any prickles on them.
But still.
But he took his shirt off before he did it too.
He did. Front flip onto the table.
Yep.
WWE style.
Yep.
And then really fucking hurt himself. Really hurt himself.
But if you look at the table, only one light bulb cracked. I think it's those new LED light bulbs that are plastic. They're not even fucking glass.
Yeah. So still, you could impale yourself with that. Yeah. There was no blood, but it was very quick.
Yeah.
You would think immediately if he really impaled himself, there would be some blood.
He hurt himself. What about the last one our fave listener sent that I had already sent a couple days before? It's so fucking funny.
So is that guy's TikTok? The whole thing is just him.
Him whipping out his fat tits.
He's got boobs.
He's got legit titties. That's a legit, like, it's almost a D. It's at least a C, but it sags. So
he's a big dude.
Yeah.
But he's not that, I don't think he's that fat to have tits. I think he's like the guy from Fight Club.
Oh, Bitch Bob?
Yeah. Bitch Tits.
Bitch Tits, yeah. Bitch Bob.
Bitch Bob. His name's Bob, but he's, yeah. Yeah, that dude's funny.
Yeah.
He's got legitimate titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then our favorite listener, he just follows up with, hey, did you guys hear about this COVID disease going around?
But it's great because he goes, me and the girl are getting into this thing. And so when they flash, he's doing the wipe, and he flashes, and he just has his shirt down and his tits hanging over, and it's so big.
No, just one.
Yeah, just
which
one
is
tit.
Why it's
one tit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
Wait, and it wasn't the same shirt. It was like a negligee or something.
Yeah, he gets like a tight 90. So funny.
Oh, we got to start giving shout outs to different people when we talk about their TikToks.
That's true. We should. We'll start doing that.
Maybe one of these days. I think I'm done with TikTok.
No, you're not.
Yeah. No, I think I am.
You spend too much time?
Yeah. I think I burnt out on it. I spent a lot of time. There was a lot of days where I spent hours just scrolling.
Oh, I've cut back way back.
A lot of it is the same stuff. Well, it knows me. So it's all girls with like big butts and...
Wah.
I think I'm done. Yeah. Well, now I told you last week I found gym glutes.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And I just, that's the rabbit hole I go down.
Really?
We'll go gym glutes. Then all of a sudden I'll find one. It's like, that girl is really attractive. And then I'll find hers.
And then you just go back to.
Yeah.
Just
all the way down.
Down the rabbit hole of her life.
Yeah. Speaking of rabbit holes and speaking of, I can't really make the connection, but something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
I looked up last night, deaf girl bathroom blowjobs on Pornhub.
Yeah. There's a lot of them?
Now, you can get deaf girl blowjobs, deaf girl bathroom blowjobs, but the three of them together, the trifecta, doesn't show up.
Oh, so you just pulled your pants up and shut off the computer?
Yeah.
I don't even want it anymore.
I said, nope, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it, Pornhub.
You've ruined it. You've lost me as a customer.
Down, boy.
Although I haven't paid for one thing.
Why would you pay?
For the premium services?
Is there anything on there that you would pay for? Because a lot of them are like 28 minutes.
Really?
I scroll the hell out of it, though. Yeah. I'll preview the whole thing, and then I'll stop at the parts I want.
Stop her masturbating until the guy's dick comes out, and then you start it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't need to see that icky vagina.
When does she go to get a towel? That's what I want, the close-up.
Yeah.
You know, there's some new movie on Netflix called like 365 or something where it's like a broke ass 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this guy kidnaps this woman And then, I mean, you could call it rapes her for a year on boats and all kinds of different places, but apparently she's into it. He like ties her up and it's all over TikTok.
Oh, I've never seen
it. That's how I clued into it.
No.
They were like, me watching 365, and then all of a sudden they like run to the room to get the boyfriend.
Yeah, they drench their panty. They wring them out.
Yeah, they just throw it and it's like, sticks against the wall.
Yeah, it's like a wacky wall walker.
Yeah, and then they pull back down. And there's like 100 of them just...
like spitballs.
Yeah. Like Willie Mays Hayes in Major League where he's tacking them up on the... Tacking his gloves up.
Yeah.
For every stolen base. For every ruined panty. Willie Mays Hayes. It's a good movie.
It is. Yeah, we talked about it on this podcast a couple times. Shut up.
Dick.
That motherfucker couldn't hit for shit, though.
You run like Hayes, but you hit like shit.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know. Let's look it up. Forget about the curveball, Ricky. Throw him the heater.
Don't you ever fucking do it again.
Nice play. Major League.
Major League.
Major League 2, Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen. Oh, interesting.
Hmm.
Major League, Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen. Major League 2, Charlie Sheen, Tom Berenger.
Cool.
Sheen got top billing in number 2.
I mean, what was Tom Berenger in that he would get top billing? Was he like an 80s heartthrob kind of guy?
Yeah, okay. He was. Let's see. We're talking about James Gammon.
That dude had some lips on him.
James Gammon?
No.
Berenger?
Berenger, yeah.
I tell you what, Rene Russo.
Did nothing for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Killer body.
What?
Killer.
The only movie I really remember her is, Lethal Weapon? She started being Mel Gibson's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like her in that either?
No. She does nothing for me.
I just thought she had a nice bod. Let's see. We're looking for small cans, big power.
She doesn't have big power though. She's like a it looks like anything she puts on like for clothes, it looks like she's wearing like a fucking pillowcase, you know? It just drapes on her because she's so skinny and frail.
Nah, you couldn't.
Yeah. I like a girl who could take a punch, you know? That's what I like.
No, I enjoy a nice caboose. That's all. That's all.
That's it. That's all you need, huh?
Thicker, you know, the thicker the thighs, the better.
But thicker the thighs, the sweeter the rides.
Surprise. Let's see. He was in Training Day, if you remember that one.
I remember Sniper. He was in Training Day with Denzel?
Yes. They killed him almost immediately.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was
I think he was like a corrupt cop or something. He was in Inception. Let's go way down here. He was in Ally McBeal, you may remember.
Did you like Calista Flockhart?
Ugh, no. Oh. God, she looked like she would just...
She's a skeleton of a human being.
Disintegrate if you... Born on the 4th of July, Major League, it was before then. Shoot to Kill Platoon.
Oh, that's
Barnes!
The one.
Yeah, Barnes!
That's the one.
I cock an LVC. Big Chill. I think that's probably what he was known for. Big Chill.
Wasn't Charlie Sheen in Platoon too?
He was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Platoon was an all right movie.
Yeah. It was no. What's the fuck movie I'm thinking of?
You're thinking of In the Army Now with Andy Dick.
You gonna say it's an Andy Dick vehicle?
Okay.
All right.
No, it's with Matthew Modine. That one. That's the one you're thinking of, right?
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
Andy Dick, the best movie he was ever in, the best character he played, was in Old School when he was the blowjob instructor.
Yeah. Ah, it was good.
Yeah.
Small role. Small role Perfect, for though. A small role for a
small man. Yeah.
Sexually ambiguous man.
Yeah. Yep. With a very large drinking problem.
He he pulled a lot of tail though.
He did. Men and women.
Him and Pauly Shore. Although Pauly Shore, the Wheeze, was strictly.
The Wheeze.
The Wheeze.
The Wheeze. Buddy. He, man, he crushed it back in the 80s, though. Early 90s.
Yeah.
Fucking Biodome, Encino Man.
He did.
In the Army Now, Jury Duty. Yeah.
All right, let's. I love these rabbit holes. Pauly Shore movie icon. Let's see. Pauly Shore. Here we go.
I did pretty well there.
You got. There you go. You. I think you got them.
I got most of them.
It's on The Daily Show. He was on Encino Man.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. Let's get back. Boy, he's got some credits on him, though.
Yeah, he does.
There was a show called Pauly.
Was he? Did he play a parrot and people fed him crackers?
Wait a second. Where are all of his good ones? There's, Son-in-Law.
Got that one. That's my girlfriend's in that. Carla Gugino.
Oh my God. I love her. She's, I tell you what, timeless. She's timeless. Yeah. She doesn't look like she's changed a bit.
Nope. I would, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Netflix show she was in? The House on Haunted Hill?
No.
Oh, it was fuck. That's a good show. That's a good show.
Did she get nude?
She, no. She doesn't. I wish she did, though.
I tell you what, who's my all-time favorite? I'm trying to...
Elizabeth Shue.
Monica Bellucci. Yeah. She is so sexy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
She is the pure sex appeal.
Yeah.
Jim Belushi? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sexy.
Yeah. John. Not John. Jim.
Yeah. Jim.
All right. Speaking of...
speaking of Pauly Shore?
Speaking of Pauly Shore, he was savage. You know who else is savage?
Who?
Adam Savage from Mythbusters.
Oh. What's the newest myth that we're going to bust?
That he is not a sexual pervert. Adam Savage of Mythbusters allegedly raped sister as a kid. Yeesh. Former Mythbusters co-host Adam Savage allegedly sexually abused his younger sister for years while calling himself the raping blob during the late 70s.
I don't mean to laugh, but I think the whole story is bullshit. So that's why I'm laughing.
Well, let's hang on for a second. Why would you call yourself the raping blob if you didn't rape somebody?
I mean, who said? Because the person who's accusing him said he called himself the raping blob. That's a shitty nickname.
Listen to the man.
I'd call myself Rape Van Winkle.
Okay, this is also a quote, direct quote from Adam Savage.
I'm making a rocket out of me.
So, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? What's his favorite thing
like
to do?
Wet t-shirt contest. Really?
Wet t-shirt contest.
No, that was not Adam Savage.
That was another guy.
That was a.
This house is a fucking prison.
Nope.
On planet bullshit.
Sorry,
you didn't say that.
Bumping as fast as I can.
How many hours of Mythbusters did you have to go through?
More than a few.
Yeah.
More than a few. Miranda Pichiana, 51, claims the abuse happened when she was between 7 and 10 years old. This is not getting funny anymore.
No, but here's the thing. Adam Savage's mother was like, hey, she is a mentally ill, psychopathic person.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, there's no truth to these claims. He's like, I mean, here's the thing. He is, what's the best word I can think of? He's femme. You know what I mean? He doesn't seem like he has the stomach to do something like that, even as a kid, you know?
Yeah, this is the bad part, which is once you get labeled, you're fucking screwed.
Yeah.
The mother said, it makes me very sad to say this, but my daughter suffers from severe mental health challenges, and it's devastating. She's putting Adam and her entire family through this. Adam's a good man, and I support him completely. She described Karen's comments as a HIPAA violation.
Okay. That seems weird.
I think if you just made the period and completely support him,
yeah,
it would have been fine.
What makes this a HIPAA violation?
She must work for human resources or something.
Yeah, yeah, you gave out his personal information details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you give out his medication information?
Telling the world what his semen tastes like is a HIPAA violation.
Speaking of HIPAA violations,
yeah,
if you don't want your HIPAA violations violated,
yeah,
who should you go see?
The man, the myth, the legend.
We'll let you look at our butthole.
Texas Pharmacy Consulting. Texas Pharmacy Consulting for all of your pharmacy consulting needs. he's about to step his game up in the marketing department. Big time.
Yeah.
We have a, we've got a friend.
You
friend
got
of the show
a friend in
and
me.
A friend Just in general.
Yeah. And a supporter of the show.
Big supporter of the show. Who is...
first sponsor of the show.
Going gangbusters.
Yes.
With his 14 t-shirt Finches. Business. 14 Finches. 14finches.com. Thought I had another drop there for him, but apparently not. That doesn't surprise me that I fucked that up. He's on a tear making t-shirts.
Yeah.
So I think we mentioned the other day that he made... did we mention last week?
Yeah.
He made one for TPC also?
No, we didn't mention TPC. We mentioned Drew O'Connell.
Yeah. The TPC shirt is equally as awesome.
Yes.
And you can order one by reaching out to us @sodumb_podcast or at www.thisissodumb.com.
Yep.
Leave a comment.
Dummies@gmail.com.
Dummies@gmail.com. Or actually, it's dummies@thisissodumb.com.
That too.
I actually don't think dummies@gmail.com works.
So don't do that.
Yeah. About just dummies@thisissodumb.com.
Yes.
If you'd like to order one of the shirts with approval, we can start putting them up on the website. You can take a look at them. If you're interested, drop us a line. And we'll send one to you.
Yes.
The also, only the, thing I will say is that the
TISD shirts too.
TISD shirts too with the TISD dope ass logo for a stupid ass podcast.
Yep.
So if you're interested in one of those, let us know too. However, the people who are listening to this all have those shirts already.
Yeah.
They've got all of the swag that we have. It's true. So this will be, if you're listening to this in like 2025,
yeah,
when you find this,
we'll be dead.
We'll be dead.
Yeah. Hello, aliens.
Come to Mother Earth.
Welcome to our planet.
I'm looking for your t-shirts.
Do you have size Gloobagore?
This is only for two-armed folks.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Stupid humans.
Yeah. This shirt chafes my nipples.
Glibglar, you're wearing it for pants. I have butt nipples.
Speaking of
nipples, are aliens or
no?
Can I ask you? Do you think aliens exist?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah,
not in this galaxy.
Do you think we've been visited by aliens?
No. Although there is like the latest thing is that the Air Force, there were a couple of Air Force pilots who claim to have seen something multiple times in the recent, like, past, like, year.
Yeah.
Something that, like, goes from, like, zero to fucking out of here.
Yeah.
from the water, like, comes out of the water and goes up. And
yeah.
I don't know about stuff.
I think so. I think it's
you think that's one, though?
Yeah.
No, probably. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Why would a fucking Air Force pilot lie? He's not making money off of it. What does he care? You got to go on Joe Rogan, I guess, but that's cool, but, you know.
Sorry. You think Iceman's on the up and up? I don't think so.
Goose.
Exactly.
He gave his life for this country.
He was a good wingman.
He was.
You until he wasn't anymore. You can be my wingman anytime. You can. Let's kiss.
Hold on. Where's the baby oil? Let's rub ourselves down.
Who would you rather be back then? Val Kilmer or Tom Cruise?
Oh, back then?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
So. No way.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise doesn't know how to talk to women.
First of all, he's had some of my dream women. So that's actually, because he had...
What?
Yeah. Oh, in the movies, I mean. Elizabeth Shue. He had...
Really?
Yeah.
She's cocktail. A dream woman?
Elizabeth Shue is... yeah, she was...
In Leaving Las Vegas, she's hot as hell.
I jerked off to her more than probably any woman... You know,
did
in
you
history.
Say Andrew Shue?
I said a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
yeah, I loved her from the Karate Kid to.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
yeah,
she's undeniably
Adventures in Babysitting.
She's undeniably plain, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my god!
But in Leaving Las Vegas, I feel like I got a booger hanging out of my mouth. This stupid ass beard's got to go.
Nah, dude.
I fucking
longer.
Hate it.
Yeah, why you have it then?
What?
Yeah. Sorry,
because
Heather.
It's
grow up, Heather.
It's quarantine beard. I mean, I trimmed the sides of it. This is the same length, but this mustache thing is really fucking bothering me.
Do you know what you should do? And I'll do it if you do it.
Yeah,
is grow the undie.
What's that?
Just fucking under. Yeah, just a neck beard. Yeah.
Like I'm Amish?
Like Moe's, yeah.
Like Moe's?
Yeah, and we'll get overalls and in like and waffle hats. Shirts.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll run oddly in the background of stuff.
Colonel Sanders bow ties.
Oh, man.
We'll walk around with hose.
Yeah, and gardening tools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it's like if you're Amish and you're just
It's such a better life. It is. It's got to be a better life.
Right. Because there's not a lot of this from the ladies. Not a lot of gum flapping.
Honestly, though, it's like, you know what your day is. Hey, you go out, you work hard, you go to sleep. If you work hard enough, you get food on the table. You build a couple fucking houses. You sell some furniture on the side. You're golden.
Force your wife into sex?
No, I mean, I do that anyways. Who would want to have sex with me?
Do you think that the Amish go doggy style?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know what one of my favorite TikTok things is now? It's that one where it's like novice, expert, you know what I mean? Where the girl's like arches her back and then puts her head down and then really just like throws it up.
Yeah, it's like all different doggy style positions. Like, it's from when you first do it to when you just get your back blown out.
Did you see the Kylie Jenner sex tape?
No, I didn't know she had one.
Yeah. It's a yawner.
Oh, yeah.
Total yawner.
Yeah.
She doesn't say anything.
Neither does the whole time. Are you talking about Kim Kardashian?
Her sister.
Okay. Yeah. The Kim Kardashian one was like that. She didn't say a fucking word.
I don't understand. And this guy has like, he's got a yardstick. He's got a yardstick going on. So it's like, you know.
She's got to be in pain, right?
I don't know.
They can't take him that big, right?
Dude, come on.
You got
to
be.
You trying to make yourself feel better over there or something? They can't take that. That's got to hurt.
I have huge testicles, so.
Are you shoving them in there?
Yeah, I have to.
I'd love to see you get that thing through a cock ring.
Challenge accepted.
I'm going to get you one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the Power Top store. I'm definitely going to get one.
You should show them that picture I sent you that time and be like, hey, I need one that could fit these things. Yeah.
What do you suggest? Big one first?
Yeah.
You'd have to go big one first. You'd have to put the nut first, then your dick, and then the second nut.
Yeah.
I think.
I guess, yeah.
You might as well just use a belt. You got a cinch.
I do. I put it on my neck.
Have you ever tried that?
No, I have not.
Yeah, me neither.
You.
It is in your future.
It's in your future.
No, it is. It is. I'm not. Yeah.
Last week you told me, you didn't say it on the podcast. Well, we did talk about amputee.
Wait a second.
Okay. Wait.
Hang on.
No.
I say a lot of stuff on the podcast.
Okay.
Are we talking? This was something I didn't want to admit on the podcast.
No. You did talk about it on the podcast. We talked a whole lot about amputee porn.
Yeah.
But then you said, I started looking it up now. So you actually...
Oh, amputee porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you started like, that's in your search history.
Yes. I mean, if the government went through and said, what's going on here? Yeah. Yes, I would have to say, I did look for, you know, femur looks like a sausage end.
Yeah.
Yes, I looked that up.
And?
It was right after I watched Saving Private Ryan. Storming the beach in Normandy where all those body parts just flew up.
You had an erection you just needed to complete?
Yeah, exactly.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's noble.
Thank you. I was feeling very patriotic.
Yeah. You a 10 hut?
more like a strong 6.
Yeah.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. I remember. Statues. What statues do you want to take down again?
No, we talked about Adam Savage.
Yeah.
What other...
I'll tell you what we haven't talked about yet is Summerfield woman charged. X-ray revealed object in vagina.
So
this came from Florida Man. Much love, big ups, Florida Man, the Twitter account. Summerfield, Florida. It was a sticky situation when... More evidence was discovered after a woman...
Stinky or sticky?
Sticky. Sticky. Although sure it probably didn't smell very good either. A woman who stole from Walmart was being booked into the county jail. The sheriff's deputy responded to Walmart in reference to a theft. Store security witnessed Jamie S. Thalga, 22, remove merchandise from the store shelves and place them in her purse. Security cameras also captured a woman entering a bathroom, exiting the bathroom, and placing the purse in the bottom of her friend's cart. Upon questioning, Thalga admitted to stealing the merchandise. While she's being processed, a cell phone charger was discovered during the x-ray portion of the booking procedure. How many people get x-rayed during booking?
In Florida?
I'm sorry.
All of them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's only an x-ray procedure for someone who's like, is that a phone coming out of your pussy?
I get it. They have x-ray equipment at the police station. That's fucking crazy. She could have walked through a metal detector or something first, right?
Yeah. First of all, you've got a bulging disc on your L5S1, and ooh, then there's also an android right next to one of your ovaries.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's got to be... I only have a butthole to store stuff in, and it is... that shit's tight. Okay, just so you know.
All right, wait a second. It was a cell phone charger. She shoved a cell phone charger into her vagina, and the second one was in her shoe. She's got just two shoes. Charger? Though, right? Yeah.
The fuck? It's like $10.
I don't. Maybe
it was a really long one, like a, you know, like a braided one. You know, so they don't fray on the edges.
It could have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely. Yeah. Hopefully, it's plastic covered.
Yeah.
Thalga was charged with retail theft and tampering with evidence. What? Mm. According to reports, she was asked several times before being booked if she had any other items in her possession. Each time she was asked, she stated no.
It wasn't in her possession. It was inside of her.
Look at my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Nothing in my hands. Well, I tell you what. You know what the best part of this was? If you Google Florida woman cell phone vagina, this is like the 17th... thing that comes up, and one of the first one comes up is a website called The Frisky, and it's 8 weirdest things women have to hide in their vaginas.
Have to or
have sorry. Oh, this is all, oh baby, my goodness. So every one of them, just so you know, let's just assume every picture is going to look like this.
Okay.
It's a woman who's got
a little bit of meth,
a lot of meth. A lot of meth scars. Vodka bottle filled with urine. So kind of a...
You think
of this one. Hey, I'm going to go pouty lips.
Hey.
In my sexy thing. That's heroin. That's a bag of heroin. Face. Now, number three, we go back to something a little bit weird. A prosthetic eye. Oh, a Donnie Osmond poster. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Young Donnie Osmond, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He doesn't seem a lot of pussy anyway.
Yeah. Icky.
Oh, a knife. What?
Is it if you had to guess, is it handle first or blade first?
Well, here, let's see. are your legs crossed? Okay, here we go. Two Florida women got into a drug-fueled fight over some prescription pills. Once arrested, the police found one had a knife and a bottle of prescription pills hidden in her baby fat rolls. Wait, there's more. Through a cavity search, revealed a second knife hidden in her vagina. You can scream now.
That bitch was ready to cut, bitches.
Oh, man.
In her baby fat rolls?
Yeah.
Did she just have a baby or was she pregnant?
It doesn't say. I can click on something called True Crime Report, but again.
I think that's like a little. That's when you look for sex offenders in your area.
I've looked, I've searched for a lot of stuff on here. I don't need any more.
Have you ever done that pedophile search in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
We're all clear.
Yeah. You got you're in the...
You are not, though.
Here I'm not, but in my new place, I'll be fine.
How many here?
All of them? Yeah. Throw a rock in a direction. You're going to hit one.
I click on that thing, and all of a sudden, the computer crashes.
Yeah, yeah. Just say, no, I didn't look up if there was Republicans in the area. There's so much red.
It just comes up and just says, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. It says, you should move now.
You have kids and you live in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Cell phone, credit card, you would think. Crack pipe. Yeah, okay. So they got pretty easy to... The Donny Osmond poster is the interesting
That's
one.
Pretty cool, yeah. Did I tell you there was a gas station in Kyle that I used to go to? Kyle, Texas. And from when I worked at the subdivision, I would go into this to pay for my gas and whatnot. And at the register, one time I saw a lady in a nurse's uniform.
Yeah.
She went up and she bought a legit crack pipe. They had legit crack pipes that they sold at this gas station.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I wanted to buy one just to be like, just I bought a crack pipe. Yeah, yeah. Then I would get pulled over probably. Why do you have? I bought it just to prove that they actually have crack pipes in this place. I swear.
Was it a Planet K?
No. It was a gas station, like a Sunoco.
What?
Yeah.
Who was behind the table? Was it a table? Did they just set up a table?
No. Selling crack pipes? It was a
like Cub Scouts.
No, it was a tall. But the fucking cashier booth, whatever you want to call it.
Was it plastic? Like the guard?
They had a little bit of a guard.
Yeah.
But the guy who was there, because I went there, you know, regular. Once a week or, yeah.
Mr. Dennis.
And the guy was, he was always on the phone. Always.
Yeah.
He was like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what he was conducting, like.
Transactions?
Yeah. So he was probably.
What were you going to say? Calling in bombs?
No, I wasn't. Racist. I was going to say he was also a telemarketer.
Racist.
He was like, did you shut down your computer? Take out the power cord and wait 2 minutes.
Did you shut down your computer?
That's like The Simpsons.
That was the end of my... Remember that ad I did for Finch?
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
I got to redeem myself. I started writing some notes. I got a little something. Sebastian Maniscalco. I'm walking through. I'm like, where's the chicken bar?
did you watch The Irishman?
Yeah.
It sucked, right?
Fucking terrible.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what the big deal is. The CGI shit with the faces was so off-putting.
There was one scene where Robert De Niro had to, like, he was beating up a guy, and then he got him up to the street and was kicking him. I think he was going to break his fucking hip. He's 140 years old.
You're like, what does this 35-year-old man look like? He's going to fucking fall over.
Yeah, he has a walker going out to him.
Yeah.
That guy, he hates Donald Trump. Hates him.
De Niro?
Yeah.
I don't know too many people who enjoy the guy other than like...
My mom.
Are there any... Oh, I guess there are. Like Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Baio's
Stacey
a big one.
Stacey Dash.
Boy, she is... She just got divorced.
She did? She's on the market?
I'm going to slip in those DMs, I think.
You are?
Mm, wow. She's hot.
She is hot. She was hot. I don't know. She's actually held up.
She's got those blue eyes. Holy catfish.
Yeah.
Holy
catfish?
Catfish. Holy catfish, Hunter.
Holy catfish.
Oh, catfish.
Oh, no. What's going on with this thing?
What you doing?
What was that one?
Want to go a little noodling? It's kind of like Maine, Minnesota.
It was like Maine, Appalachia. Like,
and a touch of Bangladesh.
Yeah.
Just a sprinkling of tandoori.
Yeah, you put some jimmies on it.
Shit. Oh, man. You know, we forgot to talk about the world coming to an end. Is those two older crazy fucking...
Oh, my God.
Psychopaths?
They are great. Minnesota couple, right?
Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah.
The old guy comes out with like an AK-47 and a polo shirt. A little pink polo shirt.
Yeah.
It's actually a Nautica, probably.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And better part is the wife.
The wife with like the James Bond holding like...
Right.
She's got like the bare near near.
Yeah. Older couple. He's... He's buff. I mean,
fucking,
he's buff.
Fucking mansion, by the way.
Total mansion. Boys medium. Nautica pink shirt.
Yeah, he's dressed like our fave listener.
She looks like she's straight out of like a 1950s like sailor movie. All she needs is that little kerchief and a hat to dance around it. But she's a big lady.
Yeah, she has Popeye forearms.
She's got
that's a kind of sailor shirt.
What do you think that is? You're a gun guy. 22? She's got 22. She's waving around.
Yeah, it's probably that.
But she's waving it around like.
But it's got like a pearl handle.
I've never held it before. Like I don't even know. I wouldn't even know how to use.
Dude,
it.
Her finger's on the trigger the whole fucking time, which is scary.
But she's totally Xanaxed out, and she's just like floating it around. Like,
I mean, she just had Botox. She's you know.
She did just have Botox. Let me see if I can get a little bit.
So they're both lawyers. Okay.
Yeah. A white couple pointed guns at protesters in St. Louis, Missouri as a group marched toward the mayor's home, demanding her resignation. Social media video showed the armed couple, a man and a woman, standing outside their home Sunday evening, shouting at protesters while people in the march urged the crowd to ignore them.
I mean, here's the thing.
It looks like this is a fucking house. It looks like a courthouse. It looks like an old school courthouse.
That's a fucking mansion. Yeah, that thing is crazy. But
yeah, I mean,
yeah, that house is fucking awesome.
What is this guy doing? I guess they're actually on his lawn.
Yeah, here's the thing.
But you know what the best part is? He's got the AK, and he's up. He's like up towards the door, and yeah. She's out on the lawn. He's like, well, she's fucking dead.
Looting is one thing, you know, going to businesses and doing stuff. Start going to residential areas and shit and doing stuff. What if someone ran into their house and just started doing shit, you know?
Like breakdancing?
I don't.
What kind of shit are we talking about here?
Breakdance fighting.
What if they went in there and started doing like a mime show?
Yeah. Oh, I'd definitely shoot them if they did that. Yeah. Yeah.
They deserve to be shot.
Unless they did like the fake blowjob one, like the with the tongue in the cheek. That's cool, mime.
And then the other guy, the old man was like, just serves up his wife, like, yeah. Yes, here you go.
Yes. No, I mean.
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't. What they did was crazy and how like they reacted was crazy, but yeah. At the same time. Stay the fuck away from my house.
I get it. I guess I get it. Like, how do they? They must have climbed. They climbed a fence. It was a
gated community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They hopped the fence. A whole group of fucking people.
I'd be a little worried myself, but I don't know that if I was going up against
a mob.
Yeah, that I would step outside. At least not with a fucking 6-shot 22.
Yeah, that's not what he has.
No, that's what she has, though. I don't think that guy. Like, that's amazing that guy has an AK-47.
Is it? An AK-47 yeah. is not
in that neighborhood? No, I know it's not hard to get.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, in that neighborhood,
I don't know if that's an AK. I don't know what kind of gun that is, but.
It's a Kalashnikov. An Anton Kalashnikov.
The Dancer?
Yeah.
The Ballast?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gregory Hines and White Knights? We talked about this already.
We did, yeah.
Would you think you could survive getting shot by a 22?
Yes.
I hear it's not that bad.
Let's find out. Do you think you get shot by a 38?
No, I'd die.
Okay. Because I got one of those. We can try, but...
No, I would definitely die.
My,
Wait, where are we shooting me? I don't have any ass, so it's like I don't even have a good place to get shot in.
Thigh?
I guess, but I'm a slight guy. Like I'm a Slenderman.
Your hamstring.
Yeah, but God, think of the rehab.
I watched I don't know if it was an HBO documentary of sorts, and it was like about body modification. And this guy wanted to get shot. Like, he wanted a bullet wound. So he went to a guy, and they sat in a warehouse, and he sat him in a chair, and he took a gun. I think it was a 22, but he point blank, right, like...
Oh, in his collarbone area?
He shot him right fucking there. That's crazy.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, you're going to hit the shoulder blade, though, right?
That's why I wouldn't do it to you there, because you're going to get fucking...
I have nothing.
I know. Nothing. It'll probably ricochet off your metal shit and hit me in the eyeball.
Exactly.
That's the only time I would die, is if it hit me in, like, the face area.
Yeah. Facial area?
Yeah, right around the face, neck, head, chest, body area.
Yeah, because if you got shot through, like, the bicep...
Yeah, that fucks up your bicep. You don't want that.
No.
Tricep? That might be cool.
No, I like to do diamonds.
Yeah.
No, not for me.
You don't do diamonds.
No, I don't do diamonds. No. I can barely get up off the floor.
Yeah.
If I'm on the floor, I gotta like roll over and get up. I'm like a dude with no arms and legs.
So when we were at the Maffa's, we were at someone's house, okay?
Tell me when you were at this house again. Recently when everyone's like, nah, we're not doing anything.
Yeah, it was recently. You were doing something, so it sucked my balls. But anyways,
okay.
I talked about it. I said, I think I'm going to do 100 sit-ups on 100 push-ups every day. Okay? And he goes, how many can you do right now? I was like, I can bust out probably 30 right now. He's like, there's no fucking way you can do 30 push-ups right now. So I got out of the hot tub, and I went down. I just bust.
You were warmed up.
I was warmed up. Yeah, I was loose.
Yeah.
I was loose, a little drunk.
Yeah.
And I busted out like 23, 24, and then I had to fucking drop.
So there, you get two things going for you.
Yeah.
You get those baby gator arms.
First of all, they're not baby gator arms. They're not long arms, okay?
Check out these bad boys.
Listen, I have a lot more fucking weight to push up, okay? So
yeah, but you don't have far to go.
Yeah.
You get a little, let's just call it a barrel chest. You got a barrel chest and baby gator arms.
Yeah.
And so it's like by the time you get, you know, up as far as you can go,
yeah.
you're really only like 2 inches off the ground.
Okay. When you're
could bounce yourself up, couldn't you?
No, I couldn't. Do you know why?
No.
Because I'm pushing up 270 fucking pounds. That's
pushing
why.
Up daisies.
One of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about this COVID stuff now? Because it is.
What?
It's picking back up because you said pushing daisy.
Oh, okay.
And fat people are, you know.
At risk. Yeah, you went around it. So, what do I think about it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just we're gonna all have to get sick. That's all.
Yeah,
we're
right?
just all gonna have to get sick. I was just having this conversation before I left about like what's gonna happen when the kids go back to school and how are we gonna deal with it and all this stuff.
How?
Talking about like homeschooling, like
how is that gonna work?
Legitimately renting a teacher was one of the topics that came up, and I mean, I pretty much just said,
"Fuck you, Dennis."
Fuck you, Dennis. And they were like, "Who's Dennis?" I said, doesn't matter."
Yeah, it's the world.
So. Either the current proposal from Austin Independent School District, AASD, for those in the know,
yeah.
is that they haven't said anything yet, but there's going to be a quote-unquote hybrid, probably, solution, which means, like, the kids will go maybe for a week, and then half the kids will go for a week, half the kids will go for the next week, or they'll go, like, Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Either way, there's no getting away from those kids, all the kids getting sick. And there's also no way for it to be sustainable for the parents to be able to actually stay home. It's fucking insane.
It's going to fuck up the whole economy.
Do you know how many kids are going to get smothered with pillows in the middle of the night? Two in my house.
And by pillows, you mean your testicles? Ugh. That's not a pillow.
Those are the hairiest pillows ever.
Well, your pillows smell like old cheese. Like Parmesan pillows?
Can you at least wash the pillow before you try to kill me? Why the double insult?
The way they're trying to do school and they're talking about school is fucking crazy. It's not sustainable.
No.
It can't work. It just can't.
It's, you know what? The best case scenario, kids go back to school. Everybody gets it. Let's just get over it.
It's like chicken pox.
Nobody's, you know, how many people are actually going to the hospital?
How many kids are?
None.
That's the thing. It's like
none.
Exactly.
No kids. We can lose a lot of the population who should be dead anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just get it done. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I agree.
So
if I'm one of them, so be it.
Let's fingers crossed, man. Fingers crossed. Looking for a new co-host.
AISD.
Yeah.
It reminded me of AIDS. And
okay.
It reminded me of a story.
Yeah.
So I was talking to my boss today. He's telling me that he has 4 cats now. Because his wife, it circles back.
Uh-oh.
His wife, they had 2 cats. His wife is coming home one day, sends him a picture. She keeps on asking for another cat. He's like, no, when I get another cat, when I get another cat. So she sends him a picture in the back of the car with the 2 kids and a fucking car carrier as a cat. So he's like, fucking A, we got another cat. So they get the other cat. Then she's at a coffee shop. She sees a stray cat. She's like, oh my God, it's so cute. Picks it up, brings it to the vet, checks for a microchip, no nothing. We're bringing it home.
So she's in a coffee shop. There's a cat in the coffee shop,
probably outside the
coffee owner.
No,
and
no,
she's
no.
like,
no.
whoop.
It's none of that. It's a stray cat. Okay.
Right. Yep.
She takes it to the vet, no microchip. Okay, we're keeping it. Brings it home. So my boss is like, hey. And after a little while, he's like, that fucking cat you brought home, the stray one, it's acting weird. I don't think something's wrong with it. She's like, it's fine. It's a stray cat. It's just getting used to its surroundings. He's like, no, it's sleeping a lot. It's like, walks weird. There's like something wrong with that cat. So finally she brings it to the vet. And the vet does all these tests and stuff like that and goes, yeah, your cat has this disease. It's cat AIDS. It has feline AIDS, and it can give it to all your other cats.
Fades?
It has cat AIDS.
Cat AIDS?
That's a
how
real...
How do you get cat AIDS?
I wonder what cat fucked a monkey. That's what I want to know. It's a brave cat. Had to have been a jungle cat, right?
It's like Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
And you're in the guy's house.
Yeah.
Cat it's like, AIDS.
That's the new cats. Andrew Lloyd Webber's writing it right now. It's a combo. Dallas Buyers Club and cats.
Matthew McConaughey and cat AIDS.
Cat AIDS.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Meow, no.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. True story.
I thought you were going to say that the wife called him and was like, I have AIDS. She died, so we got two more cats.
Yeah. Just to fill this the hole in his heart.
Just to circle back to the AIDS stuff. Fill the hole in his heart. Yeah. So instead I got cats, and then I gave them AIDS, too. Yeah.
I told him, I said, hey, let me know. I'll come over. I'll put that thing right on the back of my truck, and I'll fucking back over that thing. I hate cats.
Well, if it's... Oh, my God. I hate cats.
Yeah.
Hate cats.
Me, too.
There was actually a show on Netflix...
Don't fuck
that
with cats?
The kids get... One of them is Don't Fuck Cats. Don't Fuck With Cats?
Yeah.
That's one. Yeah. And then there's Don't Fuck Cats.
Yeah.
And it's this guy being like, hey, do not fuck
hey
cats.
Hey, guys, don't do it. Look at my scarred scrotum.
It's kind of like To Catch a Predator where he breaks it and he's like, don't fuck that cat.
His pants are around his ankles.
It's like, okay. Meow.
Yeah. He's wearing catnip thong. Don't tell me what to do. Fuck you, Chris Hansen.
His dick is wrapped in rope. It's like, this is my scratching post. Yeah.
He's got one of those little feather mouses. a laser pointer. Kitty, kitty.
Holy shit.
Shoving Meow Mix in his pee hole.
Meow. 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 You know what? The story's not that important anymore. Oh, man.
The kids were watching a cat show.
I know. They're watching a cat show, and this guy built a home specifically for his 23 cats.
Oh, that guy is a virgin.
He's got, well, I doubt it, because he lives with his business partner.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Good question. It looked like his name was Gary. And he built his three-story house, and he built all these like really cool tunnels for these cats. But the whole time, I'm thinking... So he goes into the bathtub and says... he starts talking about a story about how the cats inadvertently turned on the bathtub. But he had a cover over the bathtub so that... he could still take a bath and it wouldn't have to clean it out because the cats would go in it and hang out in there. To which I'd say, what kind of grown man takes a bath regularly?
Yeah, regularly is the thing.
So we put plexiglass over it. They turned the bathtub on and it ruined the floor and like caused like $60,000 worth of damage. And the insurance company would not cover it. So why that happened, I don't know. But the next thing I'm thinking is, why not just put all the cats in the tub, put the plexiglass over it, and just smother them to death?
Yeah.
Because they're fucking disgusting animals.
Yes.
How do you, like, he's got tunnels that go from, like, one floor to another floor and, like, through the house. How do you clean all the fucking hair?
How do you and resell that house?
The cat piss. I know.
Yeah.
He's a builder, I guess. I don't know. It was just fucking...
Really?
But I was like, God, those cats must be licking his butthole. Must be.
Yeah. I don't know. They got like a sandpaper tongue. I don't know if I like it.
Yeah, like
that's
it rough.
That's more like a something for the ladies. You know what I mean? About a little grit to that tongue.
I like a 200.
Yeah.
I go for that 200 tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. A little coarse.
A little granular.
Yeah. Extra coarse.
I want you to leave some sand in there.
Yeah.
Take the paper, leave the sand.
Yeah.
God.
So dumb.
So dumb. I mean, really dumb. This is really dumb.
One of the dumbest. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry.
You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so fucking special.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body.
Check.
I want a perfect soul.
I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special.
But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh, oh,
she's running out the door. She. You happy, whatever you want. You're so fucking special.
I wish I was special,
but I'm a creep.
I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
Those runs, we fucking nailed them.
I can get,
right?
Wow. We got to listen to that one after. Let's hear that one back.
We will.
You guys are so dumb.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.